Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. In 2017, we're celebrating 25 years of helping people win. Today, we have a great word from Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, would you let us know? Send us an email at story@gutschurch.com.
Hey, here's what I want to do. I want to warn you. I want to give you a heads up, okay? January, there's going to be a little correction, all right? We're going to bring some... We're going to bring some dynamics into play that's going to clear some things up for everybody, okay? And what this is, understand what January is going to be is kind of a base coat. It's kind of going to be that primer coat. You know, when you go to paint something, you need to put a primer coat. And sometimes you need some of that real strong primer. I think the one brand of it is, it's called Kills. And if there's a stain on your ceiling or on a wall or something, and that just regular primer doesn't cover it, that Kills will cover it. Well, that's what this message is today. It's kind of a Kills coat on your life, so now we could begin to for things to really be real. So that you're not taking things from the word and trying to fit it around the stains or the blemishes or the blotches that are in your life. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so that's what this is. And I'll tell you, the title for the working title of the series for January is By Grace Through Faith. Okay, and you can just write that down. It's real simple. And matter of fact, let's just go to the word and just read the word that, for it's by grace through faith, okay? That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8, it's a gift of God. Everybody say it's a gift of God, okay? This grace, listen, is unearned and unmerited. It's God's favor in your life that you can't earn. You can't get enough kind of catechism badges on your chest. You can't have enough trophies in your case to earn this grace, okay? It's a gift that God gives. And listen, this is going to be part of it. I'm going to maybe straighten out some doctrine, some little flaws that people might have. Because let me just tell you, because grace and faith, I heard this, I was figuring it out before the 9:30 service. I heard this 37 years ago, and it stuck with me. And it's this, it's that sodium and chloride, when they work independent of each other, they're poisonous to us. But when they work collectively with each other, it's salt. And we have to have salt to live. And it's interesting, and Jesus calls us what? The salt of the earth. And so, but when they work independent of each other, it's poison. And I believe grace and faith are similar to that. I believe that we could be all grace, and it's all just about God. It's all just about God's sovereignty. We have nothing to do with it. And I'm just telling you, it's hit and miss. I'm just telling you, whatever happens, happens, and we kind of blame it on God. There's people that are on that side of it. And then there's people on it that are on the faith side of it. The faith side of it, that we know that faith without works is dead, but we also know that it's by grace through faith. Faith is a vehicle. The Bible says that to every man, God has given the measure of faith. See, so in order for us to live the life of grace that he's given us, and listen, his grace is his power and his favor and his supernatural ability, okay? It's the get by, it's the get over, it's the overcome that God gives us as believers in Jesus. And the Bible goes so far as to saying to all men, God's given grace to everybody and given everybody the measure of faith. Every born-again believer now has a measure of faith. Listen, it's by grace, but it's through faith. And there's a combination of that. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not that you should boast, not that it's you. It's not something you've done. It's not something that you've earned. We can't earn God's grace. He gives it to us. And let me just tell you, because of the thoroughness, God's grace, listen, has been shed abroad. Listen, to mankind. I mean, the unconditional, God's grace is attached to his love. His love is unconditional. Man, there's people, the most heinous people in the world, the most the biggest sinner in this room or in Skytucker and Sepulpa, God's graced your life. See, God's not God's no respecter of person. He's not looking for it. But see, what we access, we appropriate that grace by faith. And it's through faith that we do it. It's through faith that we live, not by sight, not by how we feel, but it's through faith. Ephesians 2:9, not of works. Now, we can't earn our way there. We can't deserve our way there. The only way we could get there is it's a gift God's given us. We can't boast about that. See, we've got to be the people that God's called us to be. In Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared, listen, to all men. To Hitler. To Saddam Hussein. To Charles Manson. I'm going to extremes here because we're thinking, oh my gosh, there's no grace. No, it says to all men that this grace has appeared. John 1:16, and his fullness we've all received. Listen, and grace for grace. He's given us power for power. He's given us favor for favor. See, what I love about where we are right now, you walked into doors and had 25 in guts, and I want it to be a reminder. Man, I want you to wear t-shirts and sweatshirts when you work out or when you work out in your yard that is 25 in guts. Why that 25 is grace upon grace. It's favor upon favor. See, that's how God gives us. He piles it up, and it's a gift that God gives us. Do you understand? Whatever you're going through today, write this down. Whatever you're going through today, God has graced you to get through it, to overcome it, okay? For John 1:17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth through Jesus Christ. The finished work of Christ, when Jesus was on that cross and he hung on that cross and he said, it is finished. You know what it did? What was finished was the veil was rent. The price was paid. The price, listen, for God's grace, God's provision, God's presence, God's power, that price has been paid. So now, guess what God's grace has done for us in our life? Now that we are born again, now that we're believers in Jesus, now that we're that God's given us, listen, his grace was poured out in our lives, but listen, now he's given us a measure of faith. Wow. So now we access that grace through faith, through trust. But grace, we have to remember, right? Write it down. Take a picture of the screen. That grace is unmerited and unearned. You can't be good enough. Man, the whole idea. But understand too, faith without works is dead. You know, our faith moves us. And I've said this, and it gets kind of sloppy. And I want to kind of bring correction in my own life here. My own ministry publicly, because I've said this publicly, that it's not our need, it's not our prayer that moves God, it's our faith that moves God. I want to correct that. I want to amend that today. That what our faith does is our faith moves us toward God's promise. It puts us in a position of victory. It puts us in a position of God's dominion, a position of God's promise. Man, the whole world's sin is paid for. That's what the word says. That's what Jesus paid. The price Jesus paid was for the sin of the world. And that's grace. Before you were born, God graced you. He knew you. He loved you. He graced you. And some of you guys were born out of wedlock. He graced you. Some of you guys were born into poverty. He graced you. Some people were born with birth defects or with learning disabilities. Or God's graced you. Man, understand now, it's no longer you who lives, but Christ who lives in the inside of you. See, the singular sin that the Holy Spirit convicts us of is not believing in Jesus. And not believing in Jesus equates to us rejecting the price that God paid for our sin. See, understand, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter who you are, no matter what anybody thinks of you, God paid the price for your sin, and that's his grace. And now our faith appropriates what God has provided by his grace. See, it's by grace through faith. You know, let me just tell you, this statement's going to be one of two things for you. It's going to be a cornerstone, a chief cornerstone in your life, or it's going to be a stumbling block. But I'll just tell you this, that I'm going to give you two quotes. One of them's doubt, one of them's faith. Okay? I'm believing that God is going to heal me is doubt. God, I thank you for healing me is faith. I understand. Listen, and some of you guys are brought up where it's like, I'm just seeking God for my healing. Man, all seeking God is you just find in his word and you stand on it. See, here's the difference. The difference in the life that people are living in this room as Christians. Some of you guys are fighting to obtain a position, and some of you guys are fighting to defend a position. See, the good fight of faith is us defending the position of victory and dominion that God has promised us. Listen, with the gift he's given us that's unmerited and unearned, which is his grace. See, if I would take, all I need is a few men, a few women that have accessed this grace through faith to defend this room, I just need somebody for every door, one person per door. And we could defend this building from a couple hundred people. But you know something? Man, if the couple hundred people had the building and we were trying to fight our way in, we'd need more than five or six people. We'd need hundreds. We'd need probably thousands. See, in looking at this, the idea of this is now that I'm not living my life fighting the good fight of faith, trying to fight my way to God's healing. Or fight my way to God's provision, or fight my way to God's presence, God's peace. Man, I'm fighting from a position of peace. I'm fighting from a position of prosperity. I'm fighting from a position of health. And you know what? We live, listen, by faith, not by sight, not by how we feel. Man, not by symptoms, not what anybody said. In Colossians 2:6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. See, what's interesting, when we go to this verse, and I believe God's a God of order. Do you guys agree with that? And I believe it's proven, listen, every time in the New Testament where Jesus is referred to, he's either referred to as Jesus Christ or as Christ Jesus. And I think that there's people that kind of immaturely view that as, well, it's just random in the word. It's random whether it's Christ Jesus or it's Jesus Christ. See, it's not random at all. It's very specific and it's ordered. And the order is that the action is either man to God, which is Jesus Christ, or it's God to man, which is Christ Jesus. So the action of this verse, go back to in Colossians 2:6, as you therefore have received the action from God to man. See, Sam, you can't earn this. And Sam, you don't. You're a good kid, man. Man, I'm telling you, I would. The rapture happens today. I will lock arms with you, okay? Because we're going. All right. But the point is, and we're not talking eschatology today. So don't get stuck there. But listen, the idea of this is the action that God's given us for us to walk in. He's provided it. It's not something that I've done. I've fought the good fight of faith, and man, look at what I've done. I've walked worthy of the vocation wherewith I've been called, and I've been faithful to God. And man, I quote his promises. Man, I've memorized thousands of God's promises, and man, none of that stuff. You know what that is to God? The Bible says that's of filthy rags. If you want to look up a train wreck in God's word, look up the origin and the definition of filthy rags. It's a train wreck, and that's what our righteousness is to God, because we're righteous because of grace. We're righteous because of the work Jesus has done. We're righteous because of the price that was paid for us. We receive what God's already done. See, God's not wringing his hands trying to figure out how to heal you. See, he's provided grace to every person on this earth. Every person who's ever lived, every person who's ever died, man, God's grace has been revealed in their lives. See, we look at it, we think, well, I was just unfortunate. See, I look at it, and in my memory, I'm thinking no one really confronted me with the gospel until I got to college. And it was late in my college years. But you know what? That's my perception, but that's not the truth. I believe the gospel was presented throughout the entirety of my life, even though I didn't recognize it. Even though it wasn't, but God's grace, listen, God's grace was revealed to me, and it's been throughout my life. But when my eyes were opened, when those scales came off my eyes, and I truly saw it, that's when I confessed Jesus as Lord of my life. Now God gave me the measure of faith. Now I could trust his promise. I could trust his grace. Are you with me on this? Okay, let's go to the next note. Acts 16:30. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" 31. So they said, "Believe on the Lord." Listen, "believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." See the order? "And you will be saved and your whole household." So for you to be saved and your household to be saved, man, you believe and receive. You believe and receive. God, why? Because what do you believe in? God's already provided. See, faith is us resting in the Lord, what's been promised and provided. See, that's what this promise is. Promise, a synonym of his promise is his provision. See, God's promise that, there's things I promised when my girls are little. I promised them a pony, and I'm thinking, yeah, we can pull that off, whatever. And I never produced a pony. They never got a pony. They still bring it up. Where's my pony? You said when I turned 10, I'd have a pony. It's like, well, you didn't get a pony. Be happy for what you got. Get out my face. I don't want to hear about a pony anymore. But see, God's not like that. What God has promised, he's provided. Write that down. If God has promised you peace, he's provided that peace. He is not going to promise anything that he hasn't already provided. See, that's always, it can't matter what people say. It can't matter what the symptoms are. It can't matter what the diagnosis is. Man, I appreciated good diagnosis. I don't put my trust in it. I'm telling you, the root definition of a lie is anything subject to change. Well, I've seen plenty of diagnoses that have changed. So you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to trust that. I'm going to put my trust in what God's promised. And see, what this is, it's this continual, and write this down, it's a continual flow of a life-for-life exchange. That's how we stay healthy in him. That's how we stay strong and right in him. That's how we stay in our lane. That's how we stay in our purpose, is this flow of a life-for-life exchange where I don't feel like, you know what happened to me a few years ago? I arrived. No, you know what? You hear that from a preacher? You just get up and go. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I got up earlier and I said, you know, I want to amend what I've been preaching. I want to amend what I've been saying. It was sloppy, and God corrected me. What my faith does, it doesn't move God. It moves me closer to God's promise. It moves me into God's provision. Okay? So I haven't arrived. Man, I know in part, therefore I preach in part. Man, I know people. I mean, it's funny. There's guys that, man, their type of personality, it's like, you know what? They could come off as a know-it-all. You know, you ask them what time it is, and they explain how that watch was made. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I just need to know what time it is. Okay? And it can't matter what people say. It can't matter what the symptoms or the diagnosis is. And grace is God's part of this life. See, it's what God brings to the table, no matter who you are. No matter what you have done, God brings his grace, and this offering of grace and this gift of grace is presented in our lives. How am I going to make it? How am I going to get through this? How is this going to work out? It looks dismal. There looks like there's no chance. There looks like there's no hope. Oh, wait a minute. God's graced me. God's ability, supernatural ability, God's power, God's favor has come in my life. In 2 Peter, you write this down, 2 Peter 3, It says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. God's given us all things pertaining life and godliness by which you've been given us exceedingly great and precious promises. He has given to us these promises. He has provided. Are you guys hearing this? He has provided these promises. Skychuck, we got to wake up to this. Because let me tell you something. We get duped into believing what we're seeing. We get duped into believing how we feel about it. Man, that unforgiveness, there is very little spiritual about our play in unforgiveness. We just can't live by how we feel. We just have to forgive. What is offense? Offense is us living by how we feel. Well, here's how you made me feel. Let me tell you something. No one has to take responsibility for how you feel. You take responsibility for how you dadgum feel. I'm not kidding you. We've got to wake up. We got to grow up a little bit. Man, when I still need that mama's milk. I still need milk. I need someone to nurse me. I need something. No, you need to get up and you start eating the meat of the word. And what that is take responsibility for how you feel and break correction in your own life and repent. And you know what? Turn from your wickedness and your selfishness and just trust God and forgive. That's all forgiveness is, just trusting God. That's all me not being judgmental. Let me just tell you something. There are yahoos that live their lives parallel to us. I want to judge them. I really do. I have a judgmental gene in the fallen nature of Bill Scheer. I want to condemn people. But you know what? God's promise is that he'd give back to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I want that. I want to judge people and have that. No, you can't. God's grace is he'll give back to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. My faith puts me in a place where I don't judge. I don't condemn. I forgive and I give. And what is that? By grace through faith. That's how I access that promise. And that's how I get to this. Because why? What God's grace has done is now I've escaped the lust of the world. Whew. Man, how many of you guys have been in that position in your life where it's like, whew, I could have just screwed the whole thing up. I could have kicked the pooch on that one. Whew, that's just God's grace. God's power that's operative in my life. Why? Because I'm trusting him. I'm trusting his promise. I'm not trusting how I feel. I'm not trusting what I think. Man, I've got to bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. Every thought. I have 25,000 thoughts a day, most of which have some impurity in them. Don't look at me like that. What did Jesus call them? A brood of vipers? I said, man, I got some impure thoughts. Everybody do that, okay? I got some impure thoughts. No, you know what? I bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. Some of those thoughts are just temptation. Some of those thoughts are just fiery darts of the wicked one. But you know what? Man, my trust in God shields me from those, quenches all the fiery darts of the evil one. Grace was accomplished by Jesus. This gift, paying the price for everything pertaining to life and godliness. It's the difference between, here's the difference. God, please heal me. No, his grace has provided it. We access it through faith. God appropriates it in our life through faith. It's always through faith. It's through our trust in him. God's given me the measure of faith. I've got to activate it. I got to make it strong. Well, I'm not sure it's working. Man, it's just getting worse. No. It can't just be getting worse if you're accessing, appropriating God's provision, God's power, God's supernatural ability, God's grace through faith. We say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, don't receive any doubt in our heart. We have whatever we say. See, that's what God's given us. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Believe that you receive them because God's already provided it. Do you understand that? We believe that we receive them because God's provided it. See, if God's promised it, God's provided it. That's our mindset. Everything has to, that's the filter for everything. Has God provided health? Has God provided poverty? No. There's nowhere in the word where God promises us poverty. Nowhere. He said the poor will be with us. But you know what? Bible promises all my needs met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What if you could have the mindset? What if you could have the mindset that you were a needless person? You know what? You know what we as Christians need to be? We need to be those people that people say, man, you're the hardest person in the world to buy a Christmas gift for. I don't even know what you even need. I'll tell you, it's interesting because I was talking to somebody, I don't remember who it was with, Sandy, but jealousy. So many of you guys deal with jealous people in your life, okay? It's such a subtle form. It's so subtle, the hate in it. You know, we recognize fear in our lives like that, but to recognize jealousy in our lives, we got to get deeper. And so many people are around your lives that are jealous, that are keeping you short-arming things. I say we do this. I say we reach and we grab and we take every bit of this that God's given us. And his grace is sufficient, for his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh, but Pastor, I'm weak in this area. That's a pretty good place to be, I think. Because if you're weak in an area and you're trusting God, you know what? His grace is sufficient. And now your weakness is eclipsed by his strength. And his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Oh my gosh, it's so liberating. I'm just telling you this. I'm telling you 2017, I'm gonna do everything I can to teach and to preach everyone here into a rest. It's not gonna be us slip into that Barco lounger and pull the lever and put our feet up. We're not gonna get lazy. We're not gonna get slothful, but we're not freaking out ever again. Man, we're not gonna be anxious for anything. I'm telling you, that anxiety, man, don't raise your hand, but how many of you guys here in Tulsa, you deal with anxiety, you deal with depression. Let me just tell you something. Our death is swallowed up in victory. What I'm going to do is I'm going to preach and lead, listen, this church into a place of provision, a place of health, that we're operating from a position of victory.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.